Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
South African politics heading, perhaps, towards another constitutional showdown. President Cyril Ramaphosa is reportedly seeking to interdict an impeachment process following a recent constitutional court hearing, raising questions not only about the legal process itself, but also about the balance of power between the presidency, parliament, and, of course, the courts. It's a fascinating turn of events. At the heart of this is the broader question about politics, disputes, and our courtrooms. Joining us now is a political analyst, Sandile Swane. Sandile, very, very good morning to you this Monday morning. Thank you for joining us. I hope you are well. For listeners trying to follow the story, what exactly is President Ramaphosa attempting to interdict right now?
So, good morning. So the issue at hand is that the Constitutional Court said that it is wrong for Parliament to make a final decision when they've been asked by a panel to go and do an investigation to check facts.
Right.
Then they made a decision without allowing a impeachment committee to determine the facts. So they made a decision without facts.
Okay.
Now, Ramaphosa is saying, guys, if you go into an impeachment committee and uncover these facts in public about what happened in the sofa around the $580 US, and all that, if you uncover those in public, you will do irreparable damage to me. Even if I win the case, the disclosure of facts there in that court case will damage my reputation and my capital permanently in an irreparable manner. So I suggest that we don't even start this thing. So that is what he wants to interdict. He wants to say a disclosure of those facts alone is
will
enough
prejudice him.
To end his career.
Mm.
Yeah.
How do you balance that? He is the president of the country. How do you balance his personal position, which may be right? I mean, he might be irreparably damaged, but he is in that situation. That's where he finds himself, and that's where he's placed himself on the one side, with the fact that that obviously the public, I would imagine, have the right to know if their president did something wrong and therefore should remain in that position. How do you balance that? Is that really going to be the issue at hand?
That is why I say the interdict is a non-starter, because it goes against our constitution. You are speaking as a citizen, as I would speak as a citizen. I don't want my member of parliament to ask questions to the president in secret. Questions must be answered in parliament, for example, on a normal course of business, in public with the TV running, so that they are not making secret deals. So if you choose a public position, such as the president, to be the president of the, you are asking people to look into every nook and cranny of your life openly. So he has put himself there, and he has an opportunity, even now, even today, to resign from the position and remove himself from the whole thing, and send his lawyers there to go and negotiate a full and final settlement, with confidentiality and everything else that goes with it. But history, as you know, some of those things will be sealed for a certain period, but eventually they will be opened. We'll have to discover what actually happened.
And how long, I mean, that, from what you're saying, it would seem that this is really just to play for time, and the idea being play for time until he is no longer president.
Yes, obviously, I mean, you know, you have to listen patiently to politicians. One, they would prefer a situation where he leads their 2026 local government election as the face of that campaign. So they've got a campaign that is has got to run for the next 6-7 months, and they want him to lead it. Wow. So they don't want the noise. Unlike the Madanga Commission, this will be focused squarely on Cyril Ramaphosa and the Speaker of Parliament. So it will expose the ANC directly and Ramaphosa directly. So they would like this thing to be quiet until the elections are over, at least. And then they've got other objectives that say to them they must delay this thing. And when Ramaphosa leaves office, he must leave under their own terms and relatively clean.
South Africa's seen, it's not the first time that we've seen politics and political disputes resolved through the courts. Is this likely to continue as a trend? And is it a healthy scenario, an unhealthy scenario? What is your approach to this?
We're going to see more litigation. The reason why you have checks and balances, in other words, you have an independent judiciary, and in this case, the highest court has actually made the ruling, which means you cannot even appeal this decision, that the impeachment committee must continue. That's why I don't see the prospects of success of Ramaphosa's moves if he approaches it through the courts. Then you have the independent judiciary, you have the independent legislature, and you have an independent executive. All of these wings of government or pillars or arms of government of the state have to check each other. Mm. Now, politicians, whether you are talking about politics of the stomach, careerism, opportunism, will make decisions in parliament that do not favor the citizens, do not favor the constitution, such is the case at present. So the other arms of government, such as the Constitutional Court, have to intervene and clarify that the Constitution says this. You cannot say this because it's your chomi who's affected or your buddies.
Mm. Yeah. So this is, how long, I keep wanting to come back to that. How long do you think he can delay? As you said, it's probably a non-starter, but it can still delay the process somewhat. How long do you think he will manage to do that for?
I think that at best, if he's lucky, they can delay so that this thing is in the preliminary stages without getting into the hard evidence until the election takes place in November. But you can see some of the behavior of people like the DA. The DA has already announced this list of representatives into the impeachment committee. You might find that the majority of the parties will make the announcements this week. So then the question is, what are you waiting for? Allocate a room, allocate the lawyers, allocate the scribes, everything, and get going. So others are accelerating the process. The ANC and Ramaphosa are trying to delay the process. So I think they'll be very lucky to be able to stall it until the 4th of November.
Very, very interesting. That is where we do need to leave it. Sandile Swane, thank you. As always, Sandile is a political analyst talking to us about Ramaphosa seeking to interdict the impeachment process amid the Concord ruling. What is your reaction to it on 061-895-1019? It's definitely within the president's right to do this, to try and do whatever is legally available to him. The question, of course, is should he? What should he do? I know a lot of you have very strong opinions, as do I, on President Cyril Ramaphosa, but what do you think that he should be doing? 061-895-1019.